Hello.
My name is Tamika, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes, ma'am.
This call is requested for cost assurance purpose. May I speak to the person that requests the call back, please?
Yes, this is DeAndre.
How am I assist you today?
I was calling to file an unemployment claim.
Okay. I have your social security number.
421-536-719.
Am I have your name?
DeAndre D's. Should I spell it?
You said the, what's that? D's?
Yes. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And date of birth?
11/09/01.
And your mother's maiden name?
Chanel Brown.
And you have a driver's license?
Yes, I do.
What's that number?
Oh, my key.
What's wrong?
Nothing. Okay, the driver's license number is 105-11717.
And what state?
Alabama.
Okay. This is the first time I'm filing a claim?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And date of birth 11/09/01.
Yes.
I'm going to place it on brief hold, okay? 1 second.
Okay.
Okay, thanks for holding, ma'am.
You're fine.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement in or false fund income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud, do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits, do you understand?
Yes.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? And you only file for TAA benefits, yes or no?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? And you only file for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No, I haven't. This is my first time.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Has your name changed since you last filed, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
Have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years, yes or no?
No.
And what's a good contact number for you? And what's your race?
Black.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I graduated high school.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your address?
624 Clark Street, Mobile, Alabama.
You say Clark Street?
Yes, Clark with an E. C-L-A-R-K-E.
What's the zip code?
36605.
And is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes.
And what was your occupation?
I'm a warehouse worker.
Did you work in production?
I was a stocker, yeah.
Oh, a stocker? Okay. And are you seeking work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
No.
So what are you seeking work in?
I'm trying to go back to school.
Okay, so when I ask, are you seeking work in your usual occupation, if you say no to that question, I ask, what are you looking for work in? You have to be looking for work in order to be eligible for unemployment.
I was thinking about going to Walmart.
And do you have experience in this kind of work?
Yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Were you in a union at work?
No.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, not yet.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Accept for what?
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Oh, yes, yes.
And since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles are you going to travel one way to a job?
Like 30.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
12.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
And do you work for yourself?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No, I don't have it.
have you applied for? Are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Have you applied for? Are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st, 2024?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Yes.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings account, or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card would say.
You go ahead, I'm sorry.
So the prepaid card would say 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments, and their fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit, which you prefer.
Direct deposit.
And we'll be checking our savings.
Checking.
Okay, and it has to be a walk-in bank. It can't be anything like Cash App or Netspend, anything of that
That's
sort,
fine.
Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay. And what's their router number? 314-972-8853. Okay. And the account number?
818-116-2911.
Okay, and name, what was your last employer?
Ace Hardware Distribution Center.
Okay.
Yes, I do.
And what's that phone number?
251-964-8500.
And what city and state do you work in?
Locksley, Alabama.
Is it Locksley?
Yes.
And your employment start date, the date you started?
October 26th
in 2023. And last day you worked?
August 8th
of 2024. And what region no longer working?
Their policy. They cut me because of their policy.
and the name and the title of the person who discharged you.
I'm not sure if his last name. I know his name is Eric.
Okay. And what was his title?
He was my manager.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
Me and my manager, both Eric, worked to see if we can put any additional sick time or anything like that in to prevent from me getting sick.
You did what now?
Me and my manager both tried to see if we could accumulate more sick time so I wouldn't get any more points.
And did you commit the act that your employer alleges, yes or no?
Yes.
And any prior warning for same or similar acts?
Ma'am?
Any prior warnings for same or similar acts?
No.
And have you received, or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
I'm expecting my last check this week, maybe on Wednesday.
Vacation pay?
It's just yes, that as well.
Okay, how many hours? Yes, for vacation pay?
Yes.
And how many hours?
8.
And how much per hour?
$18.25.
And it's Monday through Friday, 40 hours per week, your normal work week?
Yes.
And what about sick pay?
I don't think I had any of that left.
And what about holiday pay?
None.
Okay. And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
Okay, so you are certifying your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wage reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And it's necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1009 West Woodland Drive, 113 Anna Lee Drive, 2115 Bainbury Drive, 2505 Markell Road, or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
109 West Woodlawn.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 12493 John Arthur Drive. 3201 Winona Drive Southwest. 4237 Sierra Way. 51484 81st Street South. Or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
Never been associated with those.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1009 Westbrook Drive. 1233 Chilton Road. 133 Rocky Ridge Drive. 428 North Knox Street. Or I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
I've never been associated with any.
And which of the following street addresses in Mobile have you ever lived at or been associated with? 10070 Thresher Court, 12 Oklahoma Drive, 1559 Church Street, 2013 Marion Drive, or none of the above, not familiar with this property?
12 Oklahoma.
And what month was Maurice D's born in? May, July, October, December, or none of the above? I'm not familiar with this person.
July.
And you hereby file in a claim for unemployment against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Huh?
Are you filing a claim right now?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Okay. And you certify under the penalty of perjury. You are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
And you certify under the penalty of perjury. You are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes.
The final expression telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also alerts you for work with the Alabama Career Center.
Okay.
Your career applications remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you will log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to follow instructions in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process we just completed files an unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make complete a claim each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in your claimant's portal or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And the number is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday, beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 o'clock on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Failure to file and complete your weekly claim as instructed by 5 on Friday could result in a loss of benefits. And whether filing online or by phone, you would need to enter your PIN number. Additional instructions on your benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Exceptions to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union. Employees on a verified short-term layoff. And claimants attending direct approved training. So a letter will be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. And then again, it's 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 p.m. to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. Beginning January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. And you may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Fair to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in a loss of benefits. Okay, this completes your claim today. I have your confirmation ID number.
Okay.
It's going to be 498-075-505.
Okay.
Is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, that's all. So am I just supposed to wait to see if I'm certified?
You have to call your claim every week?
Call the claim every week?
Yes, every Sunday.
Okay.
Sunday to Friday. Thanks for calling. I'm on the phone. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too.